Buffalo, New York is another city with a lot of vacant homes, some of them abandoned by owners who just can't make their mortgage payments. Last summer, a fire was set in one of Buffalo's vacant houses. Firefighter Mark Reed lost a leg and suffered other serious injuries while battling that fire. His mother, Barbara, discovered that there are nearly 10,000 abandoned homes in Buffalo, and so she started a group called Take Down a House. And Barbara Reed joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Why are abandoned houses such a problem for firefighters?
The fact that the property itself is littered with broken glass, wood, various types of debris, the vagrants hanging out there, runaways. So all these things compounded makes it very difficult when someone sets these places on fire. Such was the case with my son that night.
And after your son was injured, you talked about tearing down these houses with Buffalo's mayor, Byron Brown. What was his response?
Well, he incorporated my idea in a few news articles and thought it was a good plan. And I was speaking as a distraught mother who went from initial shock to frustration. And while my son was in a coma, I wanted to do something on his behalf. So I thought of this mother's cure, as they put it in the newspaper, and that was to TDAH, to take down a house, and, you know, expression, ta-da, you know, look what I did. I helped my city with some urban blight. I took down a house. We were hoping that it would take off readily, and in all honesty, I would have to admit that it really didn't. I think there's a lot of drawbacks, or probably the enormity of the entire process is something to consider, too. It's my understanding that it's a very, very slow, slow process.
And an expensive one.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Especially if the homes have asbestos in them, the expense for that alone compounds it. So it's another drawback, I suppose.
I understand the estimate goes as high as $170 million to tear down the 10,000 houses.
Well, you probably are right. I've heard various figures, you know, in that vicinity. In speaking with the mayor personally, he did tell me that he is approaching the state, Albany, to help us out, and they will give a certain amount of money, but certainly not to the extent that we need it. So it's a problem that did not happen overnight, and it certainly is going to take a while to rectify it or begin to make some great gains. I hope I can see a lot done in my lifetime, but who knows? Human nature being what it is, I think people want something for their money. And probably taking down an abandoned house leaves you with an empty lot.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, does it belong to the city? Does it belong to you? What can be done with it? We certainly can't have numerous small parks because that would necessitate maintaining them. I'm sure I don't have the wherewithal to take part in all the committees that are formed for this, but I'm sure that is a little bit more complicated than maybe I'm my way of thinking, you know?
Well, Ms. Reed, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Oh, you're very, very welcome, and certainly I appreciate you asking me to talk about this.
That's Barbara Reed. She started the group Take Down a House to combat abandoned homes in Buffalo.